When I am dead, I am still listening to you. I will still be making poems for you out of silence. Muriel Rukeyser. These poems are for my grandson.
Antonia Matthew was born in England in 1938. She is a member of the Writers Guild of Bloomington. She belongs to the group Five Women Poets, who have put out 3 chapbooks and 1 CD. Her play, Homefront, was performed as a radio play in August 2019. Welcome to The Poet's Weave. I'm Romaine Rubinus-Dorsey. Antonia, what poems have you brought for us today?
For Eamon, my grandson. The blue-green planet is particularly blue-green today. Sky clear and the new soft leaves of the pansies unfolding. I think of Eamon and his small hands waving, opening, closing. And because of him, the new piece in our family puzzle fitting so exactly as if he's always been here. I don't think of the mountains naked without snow cover, or the world's grasslands yellowing. Instead, I imagine all the cool, moist greenness there ever was and is and still can be. Nothing is safe. Not the Christmas tree branches or their ornaments, the cat's tail, the telephone cord, the elder brother's video game, the fragment of mud on the floor, the cat's water dish, or that small hole in the floorboard. Not the clementines on the coffee table, the hand wipes or the desitin, the camera strap hanging over the chair, the rolls of wrapping paper neatly stacked in the corner, his father's leather coat flung on the couch. Eamon has learned to crawl. Morning with Eamon. At 6 a.m., Eamon is wide awake, wants cereal, choosing Captain Crunch. The many-colored bite-sized pieces bob in the milk as one by one he spoons them up with a flourish, proclaiming, "Blue's sky, red's fire, green's grass, black's night, yellow's sun," laughing with such delight that the sun itself looks through the window. Circling for Peace, with a line from Denise Levertov. On the grassy slope of the small park around the Freedom Bell, the circle isn't a circle, more like one of those single-celled creatures viewed under a microscope, where they seem to glow. A paramecium, flecks moving inside it, the soft body pulsing. Peace might pulse then into the world, each act of living one of its words. After a bell rings, we are silent for peace. Outside, the traffic swishes by, children laugh on the playground, the swings creak, the birds chirp on. And why not? These everyday sounds we treasure are why we are here. The bell rings again, and someone starts, "Circle round for freedom, circle round for peace." And we join in, raggedly at first, then growing stronger, reaching the final lines, "For the children of our children, keep the circle whole." And Eamon is with me, in the leaf-dappled sunlight, waving his small hands, conducting our hopeful song. Then the paramecium divides, multiplies, intentions of peace flowing across the city. A gift. To have a baby who has been screaming and banging his head on your shoulder, then arching himself away from you, suddenly relax, lay his head on your chest, and with a small sigh, give himself up to sleep, with occasional small gurgles and twitches, sometimes turning his head from side to side, only to settle again, his breathing matching your breathing, his heart beating against yours, is to receive a gift.
You've been listening to poems by Antonia Matthew on The Poet's Weave. I'm Romaine Rubinus-Dorsey.